Tailwind CSS has huge financial problems. It's in deep trouble, and the problems are so big that it may go out of business and become abandonware in the future, which hopefully won't come true. And I'm confident it won't come true, but it's a real danger. We got to talk about that. And of course, the first reaction might be to say, isn't it super successful? If you take a look at the NPM downloads, they are trending upwards, especially in 2025. So from January 2025 on, they're steeply upward trending. And it makes a lot of sense because, of course, 2025 really was the first year where AI assistance really took off and where many developers, I think, started writing way more code with AI. And as I mentioned before in other episodes, AI has a favorite stack. And that favorite stack is TypeScript, which makes a lot of sense because types really help produce AI better codes. So that's a good choice. React, Next.js, and Tailwind. And of course, web development is not just about JavaScript land, but build something with AI, and there's a very huge chance that these technologies will be involved and will be used automatically by AI assistants, and especially Tailwind. If you want AI to add some styling to your project, which you likely want, it'll almost always use Tailwind for that. It's the default choice. So it makes a lot of sense that this is upward trending. But nonetheless, Adam, the creator of Tailwind in the end, the lead of the Tailwind team and company, shared a post on X yesterday, a little recording, a morning walk recording, as he calls it. And it's essentially just him sharing some thoughts. And the title really says it all. We had 6 months left, was the title of that morning walk recording. It's 33 minutes long. I absolutely recommend listening to it. You can speed it up, obviously. And it's very helpful to understand what's going on with Tailwind. The gist of it is that Tailwind, the open source framework, the library, is more successful than ever, as you can clearly tell by the download numbers. But the company behind Tailwind, the people that develop Tailwind, are in huge financial problems. And the question is, why? And the answer is AI. So the same reason why it's so successful. Because you have to understand that Tailwind, the company, makes money by selling Tailwind Plus, and also Catalyst. Catalyst, to my understanding, is essentially their alternative, the official alternative to ShadCN, you could say. And Catalyst is included in Tailwind Plus. If you get that, you get the two, but you could also buy it standalone. These are their commercial products. And for years, especially before AI, of course, the business model was simple. Tailwind was and is an amazing solution for styling your web projects. But of course, in order to use it, you have to learn it. How can you learn it? Obviously with courses and so on, but you would frequently also go to their documentation to find out how you can set up theming, how you can use the Flexbox related classes, and so on. You would constantly come back to their docs to look up how to do a certain styling, how to use a certain CSS feature with Tailwind, essentially. And of course, if you landed on their site, there was a chance that you would see that plus feature and that you would look at it and see, oh, okay, plus that is pre-built UI blocks and some useful components or things I might need on my site. So yeah, why not buy it and get access to all these official building blocks and templates that still use Tailwind, but that give me code snippets I can use in my projects. That was the idea. And that, of course, worked very well. By the way, that's, of course, the idea of many, many, many businesses out there, not just open source businesses. Many businesses, for example, myself included, I also lived off people coming to my websites from Google to read some articles, which they found on Google, for example. And then if they would land on my Academind website, they also might buy some courses. Now, I have other distribution channels as well, and this video is not about me, but this is, of course, a very common business model, not just for me or Tailwind, but for many projects and sites out there. You live off people coming to your website and consuming your free content, because some of those people might then buy some paid content. And that business model is, of course, now eroding. Not just for Tailwind, as mentioned, for many, many other businesses and sites out there too, but for Tailwind, it's eroding because of two main reasons. The first reason affects many other sites and companies as well. People use AI for answers. So instead of going to the original source, instead of going to the Tailwind docs, they ask ChatGPT if they want to know something, if they want to look something up related to Tailwind. But then there also is a second factor, and that is, of course, that AI assistants produce the actual code. So you don't even have to look up anything related to Tailwind, at least very often you don't have to. AI already knows it because it was trained on so many repositories that used Tailwind, because it, of course, had access to those docs. It consumed all the content from there. And if anything is missing, your AI assistant might just access the docs on the fly, but automatically, not you visiting them. And therefore, AI gives you the finished code, and you as a developer might not even need to understand Tailwind or want to understand Tailwind. In this Morning Walk recording, Adam shares that revenue is down 80%, traffic is down 40%, and they had to lay off 75% of their team, which is 3 people. So not a lot, you might say, but essentially that's almost the entire team, therefore, obviously, almost the entire company. Because they're in huge financial troubles, and if they had not laid off these people, they would only have 6 months left. That was the reason. And that, of course, is so, so sad and really frightening, because it's the most successful styling library out there due to AI, and they're not benefiting off it. And Adam did not just share this recording, by the way. He also shared a post in the end in a GitHub pull request that was open for the Tailwind website, where the pull request basically wanted to add a LLMs.txt endpoint to the Tailwind website. And the idea behind such a LLMs.txt endpoint is in the end to make it simpler for AI agents to read and understand the Tailwind documentation and therefore produce better Tailwind code. And other websites, for example, like BetterOff, have endpoints like this so that agents can easily navigate their docs and read their docs and extract the relevant information. But this pull request was closed with Adam replying yesterday that he would love to have a feature like this, but that, of course, they need that traffic to their website. And if they make it even easier for AI to use Tailwind without people visiting the website, they are essentially cutting into their own flesh, and they might reach a point where they can't sustain Tailwind anymore, keep on developing it anymore. He mentions the term abandonware and Tailwind potentially becoming abandonware if they can't financially sustain it in that very post. And of course, as I mentioned, this is a huge problem for many sites that depend on search traffic to also sell something, which is their business model. Because due to AI, many Google searches, 60% of Google searches, end without a click to a website, according to this overview or this summary of various studies on the topic. And that is, of course, a huge problem. And the problem, of course, is that AI is a technology that used and uses all these information sources for free, essentially, to gather that knowledge. Let's call it gather. One could also say steal, to then make it available to their users, who are, of course, paying for the usage of AI, without crediting the original creators of that information. But let's be very clear here. This will lead to a world where there will be no high-quality free information out there anymore, and where projects or frameworks like Tailwind might just not exist anymore in the future if the creators of those projects can't figure out another way of monetizing it, which of course will probably mean that stuff that used to be free will not be free anymore in the future. That is the reality, because of course you can complain all day about them being greedy and that they should not be in the way of AI because it makes all our lives easier. And I would agree with the fact that AI makes coding easier. It definitely changes coding. It can make you more productive. I've said that before. I use AI a lot. I would agree with that. But it's not greedy to run a business. It's not greedy that you want to get paid for your work. You want to get paid for your work too, right? I mean, that is the same thing with online courses. I had people before tell me that education should be free and courses should therefore not cost money. Yeah, but that is my job. Just like you, I want to get paid for my job. And if I'm not getting paid, if I can't earn money off that, and it's the same for Tailwind, of course, I'm going to find another job. And that is probably not in your interest either. And I'm saying you, I don't mean you. Maybe I mean you. You get what I mean. So yeah, it's a really bad situation for Tailwind. It's really, really bad. And I hope that they can figure out a way to earn money in the future and not go out of business, because of course Tailwind is amazing. And even though you can, of course, style websites without Tailwind, and maybe you even should give modern CSS features a try and write vanilla CSS code again or have AI write it, even though that's all true, Tailwind is amazing. Tailwind is popular. Tailwind is being used by ShadCN and so many websites out there. I really hope they can find a way to monetize their work. And of course, it's not just them. It will be many, many businesses out there, as I mentioned. If you want to support them right now, you can do that. Buy Plus, buy Catalyst, buy Refactoring UI, which is a book co-authored by Adam, which I also bought, which is amazing. It's all about how to style websites, build great designs, and it's a really good book for getting better at design. Support them like this if you want to and if you can afford it, of course, because, yeah, otherwise AI might kill the very thing here that was part of making it useful, and that's not really what we want, I guess.